Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, today is Friday the 13th. Which is a little alarming, not only because it's a Friday the 13th, which, I don't know, those of us, you know, we Scorpios are not the least bit superstitious. We just don't believe in that kind of stuff.
No, of course not.
But it's the second one in 28 days, because there was one in February. And unless it's a leap year, I actually met a couple of people this year who were actually born on the 29th. I mean, what are the odds of that? Well, about 1 in 365.
Yeah.
Minus, I don't even know how to figure that out, because it's actually not. It's probably 1 in 365 divided by 4, so it's 1 in about 91. Right?
Probably. Something like that, yeah.
Because the odds of... Except it turns out that the odds of being unborn on any particular day are not random. They're not... As I mentioned, 15% of all births occur in October, which is double what it should be. So I don't know how we figured that out. But you know me. I love statistics. I love lists. It's the little engineer in me left over. So I found this list. And it's so silly and so random that I thought, oh, I'll share it with my listeners. Okay, so here's the deal. I mean, it's all over the map. So, and we love those kinds of things. Most breakups are announced on Mondays. That's because nobody wants to miss out on weekend sex, I guess. Most breakups occur right before spring break and right before Christmas. Well, the Christmas one I knew. The spring break... I'm not sure. I guess because of kids. I don't know why that would be true. The Christmas I can understand of, you know, who wants to shell out for the goodies. 15% of women in the U.S. send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day. Wow. I wonder how they come up with that. This is not true. They say a rabbi in L.A. invented speed dating in 1999 as an extension of a Jewish tradition of chaperone get-togethers of Jewish singles. That's not true. I actually had a television program that I did speed dating before he did it, but I just did it on my program. But he may have watched my program and cribbed from it, which is okay. I mean, I'm not sure there are all that many new ideas, and speed dating as we know it may have started about that time, because that's when I had my program. But the idea of chaperone dating is obviously, and the idea of the speed of it, of, okay. The problem is that it really favors extroverts and pretty people. And if you're neither, if you're both, you probably don't have much trouble dating to begin with. And if you're neither, it's not going to solve the problem, so... And I coached people on my program, so it wasn't quite as cruel as the institutionalized one, because I'd say, okay, look, you're not getting through. Look at the body language. Change topic. Change your direction. And I would give them more than 5 minutes, and would help them and coach them. And so, so mine was a little less fast, but much more humane. 59% of people remain Facebook friends with an ex after they've broken up.
Not me.
Yeah.
I'm 41%.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's more than half, though, if you think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, because you're afraid to defriend them, or you want to keep an eye on them, or who knows what that means.
I think it's the latter.
Well, it also, if you think about it, is probably age-sensitive, in that most... Although I know a lot of grandparents who have Facebook to keep in touch with their grandchildren. But don't look at me, folks. I'm not a Facebook girl. I do it for the program, love it for the program, think it's incredibly useful for the program. You'll never see any personal data about me. The phrase hookup, which everybody views as terribly modern in this generation, was first used in 1972 in the book Open Marriage by Nina and George O'Neill, who eventually split. I remember that book when it came out was a huge sensation. What they said is that marriage was an outdated institution, and the only way to keep it vibrant and whole and resonating was to have it open so that either or both partners could have sex outside the marriage, and they told the other one about it, so there was no secrecy, and therefore adultery would not be an issue, and marriages would last forever, except theirs didn't. And it just doesn't. You know. I actually had some couples in therapy at one point. They had four people who came in, and there were two couples who were married who then started swinging with the other couples. The problem is the two of the couples fell desperately in love, one each, and the other two didn't. So it's if you could control your emotions that easily, then all of our lives would be significantly differently. So not a very good idea. The word polyamory originated in the 1990s in two different contexts. It was used in the description of a neo-pagan-inspired workshop on relationships in 1990, and arose as a neologism used to create a mailing list in 1991. I don't think we care about that. They're talking about broken hearts, and in fact, when you go through a breakup, that you could an unexpected breakup or an unexpected death of a loved one can actually stress your heart. Yeah, any stress can stress your heart. This is alarming, which I'm not sure I believe. The world's youngest person to give birth to a child was 5 years old.
Huh?
They show a picture of, yeah. I'm not sure that I believe that.
That's not even, is that even possible? Like it.
Well, she'd have to have pubescent eggs, presumably, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure I buy that. A relationship conducted by Yahoo Personals discovered that 50% of singles seriously considered changing their relationship status between Christmas and Valentine's Day. I don't know if that means that they actually want to change their relationship, which is consistent with the earlier statement that breakups occur just before Christmas, or are they just going to change it on their Facebook page. They're going to lie about it. I don't know. Facebook is blamed for 1 in 5 divorces. It's the primary source of online evidence. Well, I've been saying that for a long time, and apparently there is a minister in New Jersey who quotes me of saying that I think that Facebook is a way of backdooring affairs, that people who would never think about having an affair end up in the middle of the night Facebooking to an old college sweetheart or an old boyfriend or girlfriend, and it's not a very good idea. 43% of marriages break up within 15 years. That's not very surprising. Condoms were invented in Egypt in 3000 BC and probably made of animal hide, which you can still get some, apparently. One woman had 69 children. I'm not sure I believe that one either.
No.
I mean, look, you'd have to have, you can only have one every, well, I suppose you could have twins or triplets or quintuplets or whatever. I don't know. I think some of the stuff is made up. In Colorado, which is where I grew up, it's illegal for a man to kiss a woman while she's asleep.
Really?
Well, I have a couple of people that I could make citizen's arrest on. Well, here's something to give us all hope. The world's oldest prostitute was 82 years old in 2001. She's probably still on, which means that right now she's 97, and she's probably still on Social Security's list, even though she died 5 years ago. I'm making that up. I don't. The first part I wasn't making up. The second part I was. There's one woman who says that she had sex with 919 men in a 24-hour period.
Wow.
All right, 24 into 990 would be, 40 an hour? That's a lie as well. I mean, you can tell. Some of these are just are blatant lies. I mean, that's one every 15 seconds or something? It's ridiculous.
Something like that.
One woman carried a baby for 46 years. The baby calcified inside her, and a doctor discovered the stone baby inside the woman when she was 75 years old. I think some of this stuff is made up, folks. I truly do. So, but, I mean, the point is, when you get to love and sex and relationships, everybody will believe anything, right? So why not? 855-993-3759. If you're one of those people who's having a little bit of difficulty with real relationships as opposed to made-up relationships, give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 1-888-895-993-7569. Oh, I need to give you guys a heads up here that we have a very cool interview coming on It's Broken, Let's Fix It at the last half hour of the program. So, I mean, I think you're, Jennifer is just, she's lovely, and I think we'll have a great time with her. But that does mean that, in fact, we actually bumped her from last week because there's so many phone calls. But I think we're a little unlikely to do that again. So if you're I know you guys are tempting. You're tempting me, aren't you? Tempting fate of, well, maybe she'll do it again if I just call in the last 5 minutes. Don't do it. Call now. All right? You've got 2.5 hours or a little more than 2 hours. So do that. All right? 855-993-7569. Okay, I think we'll take a quick look at, I decided, you know, one of the options, because it's Friday the 13th, is called, say, do you have a lucky talisman? I thought about doing that up, but then, you know, I'm going to get 15 responses that say, rabbit's foot. I remember as a kid, I actually had a pink rabbit's foot, and I remember someone saying, wasn't that lucky for the rabbit? And I never, you know, I never thought of it like that, and so I never had enough. Do you have a rabbit's foot or anything like that? They used to make them in keychains.
Yeah,
did you ever have
one? I remember, I never had one. My sister used to have one. My sister was obsessed with the color pink, and she used to have one. She used to have a pink rabbit's foot way back in the day.
Yeah, fortunately, I haven't seen one of those for a very long time, but it did occur to me when, and I hadn't, I mean, I was maybe, you know, yeah, 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10, something like that. And I said, oh, look at my lucky rabbit's foot. And someone said, well, wasn't that lucky for the rabbit? I said, oh, no. Oh, no. There was a little bunny rabbit on the end of this. Okay. And I threw it away. I don't even remember throwing it away. I just remember never carrying it again. Never sort of thinking that was a very good idea again. I'm the kind of person, look, I'm a city girl. I think that lettuce comes out of the ground completely wrapped with a little price tag on it that all you have to do is stamp. You know, oh, worms? I don't like worms. Rabbit's feet attached to rabbits? Yuck! So I was going to ask, all right, what's your unluckiest situation? But I thought, well, that's kind of negative. So I thought we'd say, when have you felt really lucky? And we didn't get a whole lot of responses, but I thought, well, maybe that's something that we should talk about on a day that a lot of people feel unlucky. So have you ever felt like you were just really, really lucky in a particular situation? I also didn't want to say, because everybody's saying, well, the day I met my spouse. I mean, it's not that it's not cute. It's just kind of a little predictable, and I count on you guys to come through with the unpredictable. So, Manny, do you have a particularly lucky situation that you want to share with us, or do you just view yourself as having no luck whatsoever?
Oh, that, absolutely. Well, you remember a month ago when I was talking about when my car spun out on the road.
That's true.
I think that was a big lucky moment for me because, A, there was nobody else on the road when it happened. If there had been, I probably would still be sitting in a hospital bed right now.
Yeah.
And
the things people do to get out of working for me, it's just embarrassing. Keep going.
And B, I mean, I wasn't injured at all.
Yeah,
and that was the amazing
thing. And you got a new car. Told us. Have you gotten your car yet?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
And does it make you happy and smile?
Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving every.
Is it a new car?
It's actually the same year as the last car I had, but it's an SUV, so it's a bit of an upgrade, and it's so much better. It's just so much better.
You're a happy camper.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember you sort of sweating through the insurance company, and I kept saying, "Have faith, have faith."
Yeah. And I think that's another part of being lucky too is that I've got a really good insurance company that's really anytime I've gotten into a bit of a fender bender or some sort of accident they've done great by me, so I'm lucky to hear
because most people are really not very thrilled with their insurance company. I'll tell you a situation I view it. I'm not sure. This just popped into my head, and maybe it's appropriate for Friday the 13th and lucky. At one point. A very close relative of mine was in a relationship with a guy that she really, really liked, and they were very far apart. And this person was north of Alaska working on a job, And so she had become kind of the man of the relationship, and he kept saying, "Oh, please come home. If you love me, you'll come home." And she kept having to say, "Yeah, but you know, this is my job. I can't just leave it," which was somewhat of a role reversal. And the problem about role reversals is once they occur, they're a little more difficult to deal with because there's no role model for it. So I felt really sorry for this person. So I did. This is going to sound very strange. Oh, that's all right. I'll get strange emails about it. So I said, "Well, when do you want to come home?" So I got a calendar and I circled the day that she wanted to come home. And I knew she was in Alaska, and I didn't really have a whale, which was what she was basically doing. So, but I found a polar bear. I had a stylized polar bear that was made by Inuits. So I put that on, and I got a bowl that was hand blown, that was blue, so it looked a little bit like the ocean. I filled it with water. And I love tinsel, so I had some tinsel that I wrapped around it. And I got a candle, and I got a bell. And I sort of chanted and said, "Okay, look, if possible, could she come back by this day?" And it was basically about a month and a half before she was scheduled to come home. And I get a phone call about two or three days later saying, "Guess what? They're sending me home." And I said, "What day?" And it was the day that I'd circled on the calendar. I think she views me as a witch. So whenever this person calls and says, you know, I said, "Well, do you want me to chant or anything?" "No, I'd rather do it myself." So that is kind of, I'm not sure that exactly falls into the category of luck, but I think it falls in the category of, I don't know, something. So so can we share what the two people, you know, someone said to me, which I think is a reasonable thing to think about in terms of good luck or bad luck. They said, "Have you ever noticed that the luckiest people are always the hardest working?" And that's always stuck with me, of luck. And I do think that if you're going to believe in luck, you have to believe in both. You have to believe in both good and bad. But also, the things that seem to be bad luck at the time can quite often turn out in long term to be perfectly positive. I mean, you could say, well, being in an accident on a slippery road and doing a spin out is really bad luck. But as you point out, nobody was hurt, and you got a brand new SUV, which is better than the car that you had. Mm-hmm. So, and a renewed appreciation for whatever, life, probably.
Yeah.
So I think that the difference, and you some of the things that turn out to be good luck, like, for example, winning the lottery, if you read the stories about it, are not necessarily that positive. So I think we need to be a little bit cautious about believing in either good or bad luck. All right, so let's hear what our folks said about lucky situations.
All right, we're coming up on break here, so I can maybe squeeze one of the two in.
Squeeze away.
Sheila says, "When I got a pap smear and found out I had the big C, but I was found at the earliest possible stage due to when it was found. That was 2011. I'm still here today, so yeah, that's lucky and blessed."
Well, see, that's exactly what I was talking about, isn't it? Of something that would look like bad luck, of, "Oh, my goodness, I got a positive pap smear."
Yeah.
But clearly was not bad luck at all in how it turned out. So, see? And I didn't even know about that, so I was prescient. All right, so we do the other one when we come back? I hear, is that music?
And Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking about the fact that it's Friday the 13th, and so we were talking about luck and good luck or bad luck. And our first response really kind of made my point for me that things that appear to be good luck at the outset may not be, and things that appear to be bad luck at the outset may not be. All right, so basically time is the only thing that can tell if something is good or bad, and it's very hard to tell until some time's gone by. All right, so let's hear what the other one was.
This one is from Nassim. Nassim says, we had a horrible accident when I was only 15 years old. At that time, seatbelts weren't mandatory in my country, But my parents were very strict about it. When the police came, he said if you didn't have your seatbelt, you all would have been dead. We all got away with just minor injuries.
Well, see, that's, again, one of those things. It's very interesting to me that both of the examples, in fact, all three, except my kind of cuckoo example, are examples of things that on the face of it you'd view as bad luck and turned out to be very good. So, folks, perspective is everything. Speaking of which, we haven't done an email. We actually did an email yesterday, but we've been kind of... we've been really busy with phone calls this week, so we haven't done as many emails. Can we put an email in here? Do we have time?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it.
This is an email from Susan. Susan says, "Dear Dr. Joy, you recently did a show about people who are estranged from their parents. You said they should grow up and just get over it. I wanted
Well, that isn't exactly what I said, but keep going.
She says, "I wanted to know if you knew anything about narcissism. I agree with you for the most part under normal circumstances, but dealing with a malignant narcissist is not normal. If you know anything about narcissism, if you know anything about this particular person I'm speaking of, with narcissism, the person, he is unable to change and admit to any wrongdoing."
Okay. Let me take this a bit at a time. First of all, I didn't say just get over it. I said that it is important to work out a relationship with our parents while they're still alive, because if not, we get left with a really unpleasant glop of guilt and anger and misunderstanding, and we're human beings, and the likelihood of just being able to unplug from that isn't very high. And remember, underneath all this, I'm still a therapist, I'm still a psychologist. And so my point is a bit of a self-serving one, not from my point of view, but from your point of view, of having at least neutralizing a relationship with a parent, even a difficult parent, makes more sense, because they tend to do this really irritating thing of dying and leaving us with all those unresolved feelings. And it's a lot easier to deal with them when, not only with the feelings, but the person, and not only with the person, but the feelings while they're still alive. It doesn't mean... And if you're going in asking the parent to admit that they were a crummy parent or that they were not a very nice human being, you're lost. But just going forward, here's what I need. Can be enormously positive for the relationship and for each of the people involved. It doesn't mean that either of you have to admit that you weren't the perfect child or the perfect parent. It just means, okay, at this moment, how do we go forward? What do we want from each other? And it's amazing, and you hear it all the time on the program, where someone will call up and say, you know, my parent is an alcoholic, or is a narcissist, or is a drug addict, or is selfish, or has no insight. I say, yeah, okay. But that's not the issue. You're not going to change their behavior necessarily, but you may be able to change your own. And by changing your own, get out from underneath that. And that's a huge gift to yourself, from yourself. So it just makes no sense to continue the vendetta. And you can as you hear from our discussion of luck, that perception becomes reality. So perceiving your parent as limited, or they did the best they could, or sad, or whatever it is, if that allows you to find some peace in the relationship, to at least be as kind to them as you would to a stranger, so what? All right, so let's get number two, to narcissism. Yeah, I know about narcissism. Yeah, I'm a clinical psychologist. Yeah, it's in all the textbooks. And unfortunately, it's become one of the catchphrases in the last year or two of narcissistic personality disorder. And it's always been on the books, but it's come into popular fashion, which means it's completely misused. And as you recall, the legend, it's named after the myth of Narcissus, which was the god who found himself so attractive that he just kept looking in mirrors, and he looks in the water and sees himself and sees how beautiful he is, and either tries to kiss himself or something and drowns. The idea of being somebody who's so self-absorbed that they have no ability to to interact or empathize or care about another soul in the world. And to a certain extent, I mean, there's an article this week, I think, that Manny found that said, okay, here's why parents are raising narcissistic children. So it's not even limited to a parental issue per se, but they're now saying that today's parents are raising narcissistic children by making them feel that they're special without any particular grounding in behavior. Not that you're really good at making cherry pies, but that you're special, you're better than everybody else, the rules don't apply to you. And you hear me all the time trying to negotiate that with people who call up and say, well, my kid's in school and the teacher doesn't like him, and you know, I'm going to go to school and change teachers. And I'm saying, that part of what kids have to do, what all of us have to do, is learn to deal with people that are who do not necessarily like us, and we don't necessarily like them, but so what? And so it's an incredibly overused and misused term, and it's become the catchphrase for anybody we don't like of, well, they're narcissistic. And there certainly are people who seem to be lacking in empathy, but just because somebody doesn't like us or we don't like them doesn't necessarily mean that they're suffering from narcissistic personality disorder. And even if they are, if they're blood kin, if they're our parent, we probably have to learn to deal with them, not for their sake, but for our own sake. So I would encourage you to, number one, my advice to people is not get over it. It's learn to deal with that person on whatever basis you can for your sake, not theirs. Now, they may be part of the beneficiary for that approach, but so what? As long as you don't lose, you don't care who else wins, or you shouldn't care who else wins. It's not a zero-sum game. If somebody wins, somebody has to lose. So that's number one, of just negotiating what you can. And it may be to say, well, they grew up in a different era, or they didn't get very good parenting, or they just had limited resources to be able to deal with this. I mean, I suppose you could call them. I told before I was asked to give a speech for a bunch of paralegals of how to deal with difficult people. And I said, I'm not going to give that speech, because once you call somebody a difficult person, you lose all your power. Once you say somebody is narcissistic, where do you go from there? If you view that person as limited or sad or not particularly attuned, then you have some wiggle room, that you have some way of dealing with them. And just sort of neutral. All you have to do is neutralize the relationship. You don't necessarily have to like them, because I think we're quite capable of loving somebody without liking them. But negotiate with them for your sake, not theirs. And be careful about labels. If they buy you some direction about how to behave, so be it. If they don't use them, because they're limiting. They really are. And they will keep you where you are. And if where you are is in a situation where you don't like your parent and you don't deal with your parent, that's not a very healthy situation. Okay, and it's not uncommon. And again, the term is just grievously misused these days and doesn't buy you anything that's the least bit useful. Okay. You know, and I think as long as both of you are alive, there's some possibility. I'm sympathetic. I certainly have had, I mean, my dad died 2 years ago, almost exactly, a little more than 2 years ago, and would certainly follow the textbook. He was raised by a single parent. He was raised among women. He didn't have a male role model, and was a very difficult man who didn't particularly like women. And if you're his daughter, that gets to be a little limiting. And so for part of my life, I defended him against my brothers and sisters. For part of my life, I was furious with him. For part of my life, I ignored him. But I have to take the same advice I give you, because either it's valid advice, at which point I should certainly follow it, or it's nonsense, at which point, why am I mouthing it? So, there's nothing that I suggest that you guys do that I don't do, because that wouldn't make any sense. So at one point, I just figured out how to neutralize it. And it was not a one-shot deal. It was over time of saying, of kind of both standing up to my dad, but not necessarily engaging him. And when he would do things that I thought were outrageous, I would say, hey, Dad, you know, I'm not 12 years old anymore. And so we sort of negotiated a peace. You know what, I'll tell you the rest of the story, which ends, believe it or not, kind of happily in a moment, all right, for all of you who think that you can't negotiate with a parent. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, Kim, responding to an email that was dealing, was kind of a misunderstanding of what I had said. She said, well, I listened to your program talking about difficult parents, and you said just to, you know, grow up and move on. And that isn't exactly what I said. What I said is, it's important to work out some kind of relationship, even with a difficult parent, because parents have this really irritating habit of dying before we do, and then we're left with all those awful feelings. Not to mention, how we treat our parents is a textbook for how our kids are going to treat us. I suppose one of the ways of avoiding that is to not have children, but it does seem a bit extreme. So I was saying that I'm sympathetic that I had a father who would certainly fall into the category of difficult, not to say narcissistic to a certain extent. But as I said, you know, I wouldn't say anything to you guys. It makes no sense to say, well, you guys have to work out a relationship with your parents and me not do that. I mean, either it's good advice, at which point I should take it, or it's bad advice, at which point I shouldn't give it. So I'm pretty consistent about that. So as I mentioned, I had sort of started the process of trying to negotiate with my father of saying, you know, I don't really want to be treated this way. Let's figure out a way that we can interact with each other. And it was not easy. It was not quick. And to be quite honest, it wasn't perfect by a long shot. And I think when we were talking today about luck, and I would argue that I was incredibly lucky because my father lived to 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. And the reason that's lucky is the oldest man in his lineage had previously lived to the age of 63. So my dad lived 50% longer than any man in his lineage. And so I had the extra time because I really wasn't counting on it. I'd been working on the relationship with him since I was about 20 at oldest. And so I had obviously, I didn't expect him to live to 91 and sort of always felt like, you know, I always had a relatively good relationship with Mom, although that needed some work as well. But so it worked out kind of a working relationship with him, that it wasn't perfect. It was still a little bit leery on my part. It was a little bit standoffish on his. I mean, he had lots of kids, so he could negotiate better. He always liked the boys better than the girls. He could negotiate with somebody else and feel that he still had his children on his side. So, but it was certainly significantly improved. And then Sandy happened. Remember that? And I had to be evacuated, and like everybody else, and I was on the air. And that was during Sandy. There was also Sandy Hook. So there was a lot of trauma and a lot of, you know, a lot of displacement, and I was on the air through all of it. And my father, perhaps for one of the few times in my life, actually called me, because I would call and talk to Mom and Dad at the same time, but my father almost never called me. I would call him once a week and talk with him, and just even though he was sometimes very abrupt, but that was my way of dealing with him, of just stupid and cheerful when in doubt. And so he called me, and he said, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I was evacuated, but you know, I'm perfectly safe. It's inconvenient, but I'm safe, and there are a lot of people who are much worse off than I am." And what he said, and let's see if I can do this without sort of being weepy about it, he said, "I'm so proud of you. The world would be a better place if there were more people like you." And I swear to you, I waited my whole life to hear that, my whole life. And in that moment, I mean, it changed everything, because it wasn't, I mean, thank goodness he lived that long, and thank goodness he came to that, and it was a generous thing to say. And, you know, my initial thought was, who are you, and what did you do with my dad? who could this possibly be? But part of it was that I give him really full credit for that. But I also give myself partial credit for hanging in there and creating a situation where he could do that, where he, whatever his notion was. And he grew up with a generation that the parents should be disciplinarians. And he always felt like my mom was the patsy, and therefore he had to be the strict one. And he had myriad problems with me as his daughter when he liked boys and was very chauvinistic, and I was certainly the family overachiever, and I was the one that, and I know he was proud of me, because friends would say, "Oh, he talks about you all the time," but never to me. And so I guess my point is that you do what you can do, and by creating a space where somebody else can feel some comfort or some possibilities is the best you can do. And if it means you have to be stupid and cheerful, then be stupid and cheerful. But do the work, because just assuming things will get better, or assuming that, you know, once they're gone, everything will be okay, are dreadful assumptions that are going to leave you feeling terrible. So there. So it is Friday the 13th. I'm trying to see how much time I have here.
I have about
2 minutes.
About 2.5 minutes.
All right. So I have a cool story for Friday the 13th to share with you. As most of you know, Harvard College, which became eventually, it was called New College to begin with. It was actually chartered in 1636, but in 1639 it became Harvard College, was named after John Harvard, obviously. But one of the cool things about it is very early on, one of their first graduates was a Native American from a nearly unpronounceable name from the Wapogs, I think, who only lived to be 23, which I'm not sure of the details of that existence. But the reason I wanted to share with you is somehow nothing is invented for the first time. That one of the first instructors in 1636 was fired, was the first one to be hired and the first one to be fired for being unnecessarily strict. I don't know why I find that amusing, but maybe talking about difficult, narcissistic people. You know, maybe that's the way of doing it. That San Diego State University was founded in 1897. Just after the gold rush, if you think about it, I would not have assumed it was that old. Pluto was discovered in 1930 in the Harvard College Observatory. And you know what happened to Pluto?
It was kind of demoted.
It was defrocked.
Yeah.
I personally felt that was unfair. Pluto was always my favorite. Maybe because he was a Disney character as well, but I always felt like, you know, that's not fair. Let's hear it for Pluto. The World News Roundup was heard in this day in 1938 for the first time on CBS. And for those of you who are crime buffs, police in Phoenix, Arizona arrested Ernesto Miranda. That should ring some bells. Charged him with kidnapping and rape. His conviction is ultimately set aside by the United States Supreme Court in Miranda versus Arizona because he wasn't advised of his rights. Hence, the Miranda, meaning the Miranda, that they Mirandize somebody by reading them. You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to an attorney. So there.
Anything you say can and will be
held against you in a court of law, right? Mm-hmm. We've all been watching television. And in 1997, on this day, dum-dum-dum-dum, the Phoenix Lights over Phoenix, Arizona. Millions on television. Are we alone? Well, you're not, because I'm here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. GoFoods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy GoFoods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.